Russia's Vladimir Putin is no stranger to starting conflicts with other countries, but this invasion of Ukraine may end differently from other Russian attacks. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Arik Burakovsky, is Assistant Director of the Russia and Eurasia Program at Tufts University. Thanks very much for joining us. So is it possible that Putin could lose, or he just rearranges the way the game is played?
Well, I think the Russian military right now is having significant problems carrying out its operation in Ukraine. It has had shortages of food. Its supply lines are not well organized, and its weapons shipments are delayed. So in general, there's a problem with logistics, and the operation is going much worse than the planners in the Kremlin expected. In fact, they were hoping that they would take Kyiv in a couple of days, and so far they haven't had much success.
Professor, Putin was essentially unchallenged in invading Chechnya, Georgia, and then helping out the separatists in the eastern part of Ukraine and sending Russian troops into Crimea. Has that all led to where we are right now, the fact that he was just unopposed and he just felt that it would be an easy walkover of Ukraine?
I think that's part of it. His previous wins have emboldened him. But I would think that this is a grave miscalculation. For one thing, Putin believed that Ukrainians would greet the Russian military with open arms, that they would see Russia as a liberating force. Of course, that has not played out in the way he wanted it. And the other mistake is that he believes that the Russian public will back him. At the moment, his approval ratings are quite high, but as the war goes on, as it gets more brutal and bloody, Russians will come to see the truth of what's happening in Ukraine. And when they realize that this is a war, not a peacekeeping operation as they are being sold, they will be greatly dissatisfied. In fact, most Russians can't conceive of the possibility of fighting what they see as their brotherly nation.
It seems unlikely that Putin would want to occupy Ukraine, given the circumstances and the stiff resistance from Ukrainians. Might he just try to teach Ukraine a lesson in his eyes and blast away at the city so he can present some sort of victory back to the Russian population?
Well, Putin has been fairly clear about his objectives in Ukraine. He wants to neutralize the country. He wants to demilitarize it and make sure it's never a threat to Russia. And he wants to denazify it. In other words, to change the regime in Kyiv. That's what he's trying to achieve with this war.
How important is it that there could be an off-ramp for Putin out of this? There seems to be fear that if he's backed into a corner, he could do something irrational. There have been nuclear threats out there, which frankly scares everybody.
I think that's right. We need to take the nuclear threats seriously. One option may be to offer concessions in terms of sanctions relief. Traditionally, it's been much easier to impose sanctions than to lift them. But in this case, sanctions can be used for the purpose of compellence. In other words, if Russia moves troops out of Ukraine, then perhaps the harshest sanctions, including those put on Russia's central bank, on Russian sovereign debt, and other financial institutions could be lifted.
It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Professor, thank you for joining us. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Arik Burakovsky, Assistant Director of the Russia and Eurasia Program at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University.